Saudi Arabia has funded 20% of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, claims a Saudi prince. Petra News Agency reported that Saudi Arabia is a major funder of Hillary Clinton's campaign to become the next president of the United States. The agency published on Sunday what it described as exclusive comments from Saudi Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, which included a claim that Riyadh has provided 20% of the total funding to the prospective Democratic candidate's campaign. This report was later deleted, and the news agency has not responded to requests. I mean, as a reminder, it is illegal in the United States for foreign countries to try to influence the outcome of elections by funding candidates. But this hasn't stopped Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia always has sponsored both Republican and Democratic Party of America, and in America, current election also provided with full enthusiasm 20% of the cost of Hillary Clinton's election, even though some events in the country don't have a positive look to support the king of a woman for presidency. This is a direct quote from the report, and supposedly a quote from Prince Mohammed before it was deleted. According to the U.S. Federal Elections Commission, over the past 2 years, Clinton has raised a little more than $211 million. Now, 20% of this would be over $42 million. So she's may have received over $42 million from Saudi Arabia. Links between Saudi Arabia and the Clinton family, including with Hillary's campaign, are well reported. In 2008, it was revealed that the Gulf Kingdom had donated between $10 and $25 million to the Clinton Foundation, a charity set up by Hillary's husband and former U.S. President Bill Clinton. So, Miss Hillary Clinton is being funded by Saudi Arabia to become the next president of the United States. And there's no secret that Saudi Arabia's involvement in supporting terrorism stretches from September 11th all the way through ISIS. And here is Hillary Clinton accepting donations from these people. Absolutely ridiculous. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to subscribe to our channel as we continue to examine the world from a biblical perspective. Thanks for watching.